adopted company. So today we're celebrating women. And today the woman I'm celebrating is Maggie Jean. I'm just going to get right into it and let you know that women should be celebrated all year long, not just a specific month or day, but all year long. And I find that women contribute to this world in such a huge way, from having babies right up to leading organizations, you know, leading their homes, you know, and standing up in our societies and really making a mark. And the most recent mark is our dear Katanji. If you could help me with that. Say that again, Maggie.
KBJ, Katanji Brown Jackson.
Yes, KBJ. I love that. Katanji Brown Jackson, how she stood up. You know, she got more challenges than anyone else who would ever take on that position. But she stood strong. She held her composure. She was a professional and she made us proud. So today, Maggie Jean is going to make us proud. But let me introduce myself to you. I'm Dr. Hopeland Brown. I am Jamaican. I was born in Jamaica, spent my first 35 years in Jamaica, and have lived in North America and traveled extensively over the last number of years. I say I've been a life coach for 20 plus years, just for you to guess my age. So this is me, and you can find out more about me at drhopeland.com. But this evening, I want to really honor Maggie Jean. And because we're celebrating women, I want to, for us women, to share with other women who would listen to this podcast or this interview and say, wow, I can be, you know, a better person. I can live the dream that God has deposited in my heart. And so I want Maggie to just take a moment and introduce herself. And then we go into just two questions I want us to cover this evening. How do you handle burnout and in your personal life and business? And what are some of the challenges you face and one tool that has helped you? But first, let's welcome Maggie and let's find out more about her.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hopeland, and thank you for inviting me here on your podcast or your recording, whatever this is, to anybody on this platform. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And my hope is that we are going to discuss, speak, share.
I think we lost connection for a moment.
To the next level of their life, you know?
Okay, so Maggie, I think we lost connection for a moment. So you said you're here to speak and share on, and we got a cut off right there.
Okay, yes, like I was saying, I'm here to, you know, share, to discuss, to help someone on their journey. Perhaps there will be something that will be said in our interview that will resonate with someone and it will help them take the next step in their lives, you know? So I'm grateful that you gave me an opportunity to share on this platform today.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about you. What's your background?
Oh, thank you for asking, Dr. Hopeland. Of course, you can hear my accent. So I live in Houston, Texas, but I'm originally from St. Lucia, a beautiful island in the Caribbean.
Yes.
And took the opportunity to move over here when my daughters came to university and my son wanted to do the same. So I figured, okay, then why not let all of us change our lives by moving?
Yes.
So I was a banker in my previous life back in the islands. And when I moved to the US, I went into the retail industry. Very, very challenging, but it was just so fulfilling and helped me to become a really good and strong leader. Dr. Hopeland, I am a coach and a team trainer by profession. I help people create new levels of awareness and abundance, personally, professionally, and financially. And that will discover that they have within that they still have not explored. I truly love what I do because I love to know that I can influence someone, take bigger steps in their lives.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Maggie. The work that you do is so important. And I don't think we can ever have enough of individuals like yourself, you know, to really change the trajectory of someone else's life. So as I said, you know, we just want to cover one or two questions here this afternoon or today, wherever you are in the world, your time zones may be different, but how do you handle burnout? You said you left the St. Lucia to the US and you went into a different field. Did you have burnout in St. Lucia, and how did you deal with it there? And how do you compare that with burnout, if you had burnout or challenges in the US in the work environment that you were in?
Wow, another good question. I look at burnout, Dr. Hopeland, as relentless stress, relentless overwhelm, relentless exhaustion. And the level of stress or burnout back home in St. Lucia was really very different from what I experienced in the US. The kind of burnout that I felt when I was in St. Lucia with regards to my job and being and raising a family was very different. And it really kind of prepared me for life on the whole. You cannot really measure burnout, because sometimes, Dr. Hopeland, what you're experiencing, you cannot even understand it. So having a job, a full-time job back in the islands, and being a full-time mom, you know, hey, you got to make sure you get homework done. You got to make sure that the kids are being taken care of. And you're going to make sure you excel on the job, because, you know, everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to get promoted. So you do things above and beyond sometimes your capabilities. And when I say your capabilities, not that you cannot do it, but that you're exhausting yourself to get things done and to get it done the right way. Mm-hmm. How did I manage that? I don't know if I managed it. I honestly don't know if I managed it. But to be honest with you, there was a time I felt like I was losing my mind. Mm. You know, I felt I was losing my mind because I was just sticking on too much. And sometimes you just don't tell, you need to tell yourself stop, but you just don't tell yourself stop, because you just feel you can keep going on. Now, moving to the United States, it was really very different, because the job is very, very demanding. You know, you have so many more people to serve now, and the quality of service you have to bring must be nothing but excellence, especially in the field that I work, where customer service was number one. And again, I worked for a high quality company who believed in excellence in customer care. That was very demanding. The work hours were a lot longer. The job could be rigorous at some times. It was just relentless. It was just tiresome. It was just the point of exhaustion that affected my mental health. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult. It was very difficult. I don't know how I survived it, but I did.
Now,
I
really looking don't. Back on these two, you know, situations, both in the islands and in the US, as a life coach, as a, you know, someone who helps others to really align themselves with their purpose and live their best life, how would you have coached your life of burnout back in the islands, or your life of burnout in that job? You know, what would you have done in retrospect?
Thank you for that question. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to just wrap them up in one, because one was just a lot. There was, when I look at the two jobs, there were two different types of pressure. One was a lot more than the other, but at the same time, I could have handled it. I would have used the same measures to different degrees to help me get to where I wanted to help me where I wanted to go. During that time, Dr. Hoping, there was a lot of helplessness on my part. I really didn't know what to do. I was in overload. I did not know. I was always feeling tired. Sometimes you feel even unappreciated for all the work you do. And that too can cause burnout. But if I knew what I knew now, I would definitely have handled it differently. I would have slowed down. Because when you do things that is overwhelming to the point of exhaustion, mm-hmm. and you don't take that time off to slow down and to rest when you must, you're just aggravating the situation and you're making the situation a lot worse. So Dr. Hope, then, if I had slowed down, if I had taken the time to rest adequately, if I had taken the time to tell myself that I can share that load with other people, it would have definitely been different. If I knew what I knew now, I would have been in a much better place a lot sooner. Now I'm in a better place because looking back, I ask myself, well, what was the point of all of that? There were other people who could have carried that load with you.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just think, well, I am the one to do this. I am the only one can do it the right way. And that's not the right thing to tell yourself because it really isn't so.
Awesome. Awesome. You know, Maggie, as I was listening to you, a lot of us leaders who are now making changes within organizations and among teams of individuals really have gone into that place because we were desperate to find tools that could help us to really do life better, to do business better. So personal growth and development is so very important in your work life. Most managers and leaders spend a lot of time going to college and getting a degree, but they don't take time to develop themselves personally. And so this is why I really value the fact that I help managers, new managers and leaders advance in their career, you know, so where they can get respect and promotion, you know, in a way that makes them feel like they are standing in integrity. And so, you know, stuff like just personal leadership, just know how to handle stress, how to work with your team, how to understand how to work from your strengths and not from your weaknesses. And I think if we can understand that for ourselves, then we can lead our team better. But when we are struggling to understand that and the person who hired you did not train you, then you are struggling. And so your team struggles too. So I'm glad we're at a better place now. And we're doing a work that can help, those on our team or those we are called to lead. But I want to ask you, if you were to share one tool that someone listening, you know, who's saying I'm burnout, I am just overwhelmed, the challenges are so great in my personal life and in my business life, what's that one tool? If there was only one tool you could share, you know, what's that one tool that you would share with that person listening right now?
Absolutely. And I make no apologies to say that coaching is the most transformative tool for growth and development on the face of this earth. Doesn't matter when you find that out, whether you find this out in your early life or in your later life, the coaching is the most transformative tool. And I'm also here to tell leaders, executives, people who are leading others, it is very important that you invest in a coach for the development and growth of your employees. That is going to really help with what we're discussing today, Dr. Hoplin, burnout, because some people don't even understand or see or feel when they're burnt out. And for those professionals out there who have the ability to hire a coach, you can only grow to the level of your own understanding. It is so important you have that person to walk alongside you, to help you see what you can't see, to help you understand why you feel the way you feel. This is the most powerful tool, Dr. Hoplin. It is wonderful. Important to have a coach walk this journey with you.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was well said and well presented, Maggie. So thanks again so much for taking the time out to meet with me. And I just really want to celebrate you and to celebrate you for having persevered throughout all the challenges. And here we are today, still blazing the trail, you know, in our life and in leadership. So thanks again. And I look forward to us working together again in such in a format similar or otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on your program today. I think we can do a little more of that so we can continue, you know, bringing the good word and educating people. If that's how we can reach them, let's do it. And I will tell you, Dr. Hoplin, that I was honored that you asked me to be here. And thank you so very much.
You are most welcome, my friend. Okay, all the best until next time.
Thank you.
Okay, so.